Hi, I've not done one of these since leaving Turkey. So I thought I'd better get my finger out and do one. So, where to begin? since I last recorded one of these, I have cycled up through Bulgaria, basically just headed north through Harmanli, Nova Zagora, Veliko Tarnovo, and then tried to cross the Danube at one point, but they said there was not enough water and to come back tomorrow, which was quite funny. So I cycled on west and crossed at a place called Oriakovo into Romania, and cycled for a couple of days in Romania, and I had arranged to meet my support team, which consisted of my mother and father and two very close family friends, Brendan and Hamish. And they drove over from Scotland in a Winnebago with many spare parts and lots of energy foods and lots of iron brew. So we met in a place called Angel Park, which turned out to be an absolutely magical place right on the banks of the Danube in Romania. With sculptures, lots of beautiful sculptures of abstract angels, and a big artist house where writers met and worked. Described as a commune where it was a bit of a free-for-all, and very, very stunning area and really quite magical feel to it. So from there, cycled into Serbia, crossed over about 100k outside Belgrade, 150k actually outside Belgrade, and then cycled on up through to Serbia. Just comes to a crossroads and I really don't know which way to go. Okay, I'll go right. Into Hungary. So, Bulgaria, Romania, Serbia, and now I'm just outside Budapest. I've just cycled outside of Budapest. It's Sunday morning. I picked that day specifically to get out of the city because it's often very difficult to cycle in these places. It was a Sunday that I cycled out of Istanbul to, and it's only just gone 8, so I left about 7:30. And now I'm following the Eurovelo 6, which is the long cycle path. I think it's just under 3,000 kilometres. It's a cycle route, sorry. Some of it's on paved roads, some of it's on cycle path, some of it's on unpaved roads. So I'm trying to piece that all together and make my way towards Germany. And so I've just cycled along. I've crossed over the Danube and I'm cycling north. It's absolutely peaceful and beautiful, and it's this amazing smell. It smells like the botanical gardens. There's obviously lots of flora of all different types, and then there's lots of little cafes down by the riverside. Not many are open yet though. People are getting up and carrying their canoes and their rowboats into the Danube, and multiple walking dogs, and quite a lot of cyclists and a lot of joggers. And everyone's very considerate of the cyclists, and so it's pretty heavenly. Most people are going the opposite direction from me, and I've worked out it's because there's a headwind, a prevailing wind is heading eastward. It's a westerly. I hope I've got that one right. And you can look at the Danube, and the flow of the Danube is coming towards me, so it doesn't make much sense to be going the way I'm going, other than the fact that I live in Edinburgh and I'm cycling home. So that makes a lot of sense to me. But the headwind's a bit of a pain, but I'm sure I've been going on about that now for quite a long time, so I'll give that a rest. Today I'm going to hopefully go to a place beginning with K. I can't actually remember the name. I think it's Cormamon or something like that. Apparently there's a campsite there. So that'll be great. And I think my parents will meet me there. They're still driving the Winnebago.